How many of you have ever been fishing? Fishing. How many have actually caught something? Have you ever watched a little kid when they're fishing and pay impatience? Say, come on, I want to fish, you know? And when they actually catch something, they get all excited and they're just so, oh, wow. I got to tell you something. I've seen some grown men get that way. We used to have pastor's retreat in eastern Michigan up in Petoskey, Michigan, where the Big Bay is. Anne's shaking her head. She remembers when we used to all go up there. And some of those guys who were fishermen would go down to the bay because they could catch salmon this long. And I am not joking. They came out of the Great Lakes, and it was huge. And they would fill up, and they came prepared. They had coolers. I mean, great big mammoth things. The day I saw one of them haul their great big cooler full of fish into the hotel, though, and fill it from the ice machine. I mean, they completely emptied the ice machine. I thought, well, that's getting a bit much. Couldn't you stop by the grocer and buy a bag of ice? But he was excited. They were so excited because they got their haul. They were taking home this great big haul of fish. They were so excited about it that they would look forward to it every single year. Greg used to be required once a year to go on an annual fishing trip with his grandparents. His father would haul him out. Now, mind you, I don't understand how his father even withstood it, because both of them are type A personalities, you know? The kind that can't sit down, have to be constantly doing something, the kind that everything has to be in it, you know, type thing. And so I just didn't understand how they could stand it. Well, Greg hated it, first of all. He hated to be there just sitting, fishing. It takes patience. It takes a lot of time for us just to sit and wait all the time. It takes quiet. Not too many children can handle that part. And it takes equipment. And sometimes some people just don't want to manage those worms or whatever they use, you know, those flies or whatever it is they use. They don't want to have to manage it. But it takes a lot to go fishing. Jesus called out to them, "Come, be my disciples, and I will show you how to fish for people." And they left their nets at once and went with him. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you, dear God, for the commission you have given each and every one of us. I thank you, dear Lord, for allowing us the privilege of serving you, of walking alongside of you, of following you. I thank you for being our guide, for giving us an example to follow. And I ask, dear God, today as we come to you, that we may learn that our commission is more, perhaps, than what we're actually doing. I ask this in thy name. Amen. To fish, we need proper equipment, don't we? Now, when I was teaching caravans, they sent out a thing from Kansas City that you took, it was like a little, you took a little film. Remember when we used to have film? And it was a little container that held your film and that, those little plastic ones. And we were to keep those and take them, and we were to make a pocket fishing kit. So a kid could put that in their pocket and go to school. On their way home, they stop by the bridge and drop their line. There was a little embroidery thing with a fishing line on it. There was a little hook in there, a little bobbin. I'm a bobber. I'm telling you, it was tiny, tiny. There was a little, they actually pom-poms. I guess that was supposed to be their bait. they put down. But it was all in that tiny little container. They could either hook it to their finger and drop it, or find a stick somewhere and drop it, but they could fish on the way home. That was a part of one of their badges, that they learned how to do that. And they could carry that with them. Well, I'm going to tell you, there's some people that wouldn't work. For they have to have all the major equipment, you know? Those great big tackle boxes that, I'm telling you, they probably should put some of them on wheels just so you can get it there. Do you understand? They're heavy sometimes. I remember Jennifer used to have her tackle boxes. In fact, I think we still have them at the cottage. But tackle boxes, and she'd haul them off everywhere. She was fishing. Or she had this giant net. I'm telling you, this great big net with a long, long pole and a bucket. And she brought us back frogs and turtles and never snakes, for mind you, that wasn't her thing. But she went fishing for stuff. Things that usually we had to let go so they'd survive, you know. She went fishing. She loved fishing. And so she had the equipment she needed to do so. Those guys that fished on the bay, they had some major equipment. Because the little poles that my kids had down in the tiny little lakes in the eastern Michigan campgrounds would not pull in the great big salmon that they were pulling in. And so they had some major, major poles and equipment. We also, as Christians, need to equip ourselves to go fishing. Jesus called his disciples. They dropped their nets. They had nets to pull in the fish. They dropped their nets. And they just instantly followed him. They didn't ask. They just went. And you know, sometimes I fear that we, as Christians, we stop and say, well, why, God? Instead of saying, yes, God, I'm there. I'm following you. I'm doing what you ask. You wanted me to go do this, so let's go do it. Just be with me. I will follow you wherever. And we need to learn to equip ourselves through the scriptures. We need to dive into the scriptures, following him. They left their nets and they went. If we follow the scriptures and we read what God's, Jesus Christ's example was, and what God is telling us in the scriptures, then we will know what to do. We will learn. We will have a pattern. We will have something to follow. We will have a guide. When you first went to school, there's not one of you, I'm going to say, sitting in here now, that probably, well, maybe Kurt and our little one, that knew how to read. Because back then, we waited till you got to school, right? But you learned to read, didn't you? You were equipped. How many of you could have done the jobs that you have done if you never would have learned to read? If you never would have went to school, you never would have learned how to do math, you never would have learned to dig into the books and study. Many of you, I know you couldn't have, because your job required it. We have to equip ourselves. The scripture is important to us. Spending time with God in prayer, it's important to us. Those are things that equip us. Those are things that draw us closer to him. Those are things that allow us to gain his guidance in our life. The Holy Spirit comes and gives us guidance because we ask. The Holy Spirit, the closer we get to God, the Holy Spirit will show us what we need to do in our life, and he will show us the things that he doesn't want us doing in our life as well. So we need to be equipped. But you know, I fear that sometimes in the church, we think that we're okay in our Christian walk as long as we stay in the scripture, reading our Bibles all the time, sitting in the pew, and not going. What was that scripture? Oh, let's get down to it. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Didn't say sit on the seat. Didn't say sit and read your scriptures all the time. We do need to have our scriptures to be equipped so when we get there, we know what to say. We know how to prepare to handle situations, but we do need to go. And I fear that sometimes in our everyday life, you say, well, you know what? We send stuff to the mission field. We support this over here. That's our going. No, I'm sorry. Right in your backyard with every person that you meet, you have a mission field, right? There is a mission field with every person you meet. There are people that Jesus is going to teach you to fish for. We need to go fishing. And we need to do it wherever we're at. With the friends around us, our lives need to hold up. We need to share through how we act, through the things we do, through the pureness of our hearts. In everything we do, we need to put our life out there for the people around us to see God flowing through us, His Holy Spirit, His impurity just flowing through us at all times. We have to go. We can't just sit still and share with the world. He said, go. Then we have to have patience. You know, when you're fishing, you have to have patience, right? And I told you once before, I think I've told you this before, we prayed and we prayed and we prayed for my brothers for years. And sometimes I think in our Christian walk, we think, well, God, I'm going to tell you this is what needs to happen. I'm praying for this person. And we expect it to be instantaneously. Maybe God wanted you to learn how to pray. And that's why it's held off so long. But we need to be committed to our prayers. I think Madeline and I have had this conversation before when we were talking about our children and that. And that's when I shared with her about my brothers. Don't give up. Never stop praying. Never stop. Because every single one of my brothers have come back to God. And last year, when I lost Kevin, we all did. We were so grateful that there was a little church that didn't give up on him, didn't leave him alone until he got in there and until he gave his heart and his life back to God. They didn't know him from Adam. He was the director of the YMCA that they were wanting their youth to use. That was all it was. They found out he was raised a Nazarene and they went after him like crazy. I pray that we're going to be that kind of church. That doesn't matter who comes into our doors. They have a soul. It doesn't matter what they look like, where they're at, that we are going to go. It says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It is our job. It is our mission. He has commissioned every single Christian. When they commit themselves to follow Him, give their hearts to Him, allow Him to purify their hearts wholly, it is your mission, your commission to fish for people, to go out, to love them into the fold, and to continue to be there for them, not to just give up, I'm okay, you're here, but to go out there and continue to be with them in every step of the way. I think about this baptizing and going out to people everywhere. And I think about Acts 1:8. Until we have actually been purified wholly, until we have given Him everything, until we have come to the realization this is more than just a social club, that we have to be spiritually connected with the Father. We have to be spiritually connected through the blood that Jesus Christ shed when he sacrificed himself. And the Holy Spirit who comes and through the blood of Jesus Christ purifies us wholly. We have to be that connected before we can be empowered to be fishermen. We can't be fishermen. We just bomb at it if we don't connect first with the Holy Spirit, with God. The scripture says, and you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all Judea, Samaria, and unto the ends of the earth. Acts 1:8, the key verse to the book of Acts. And you will be my witnesses. So that goes back to being equipped, doesn't it? If we are equipped, right, Warren? If we are equipped, properly equipped, we spend time in the scripture. We spend time in prayer. I'm telling you that the disciples and the people following Christ sitting in the upper room before the Spirit fell, their biggest thing is they prayed more than they did anything else. And that is why the Spirit fell upon that room and upon those people. We need to spend more time with God than we do. We spend a lot of time doing a lot of things, but we need to spend more time with the Master. We need to spend so much time that it doesn't matter what might temptation might be that might sit on that road between us and him. It will be completely thrown away because we will not allow anything to come between us and the Master. Until we keep our eyes on him, not on people around us, but on him, we cannot be proper fishermen. We cannot go out. We will not be empowered to be his witnesses. And that's what it takes for us to be empowered.